Dave and Darren's top five things. These are the top five things that happened on our morning show. You can hear that on planet939.com. Or if you're, you know, in town, you find us on FM radio. We're back on the FM radio. A lot of people still don't know that, but it's true. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hey there, Darren.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Again, as we've established, you're half of the show.
Huh?
I'm not having you. You're here with me doing the show. You're not a guest.
Oh.
This is yours, too.
Well, you make things so comfortable.
I guess I'll take that as a compliment.
Piece by piece. The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
It's been a long week.
That's all right. Nature's Treatment is the sponsor of this fine podcast. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. And make sure you do this. Sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram.
Get started with number one.
Number one.
One.
Number one. Number one.
I want to make this perfectly clear at the outset, before we get into this next story. There is not a morning show in the Quad Cities, or indeed North America, or the world, that holds educators in higher regard than Dave and Darren in the Morning. I don't know all the challenges that have been thrown at teachers with all they've had to go through in the last year. More needs to be said about the hard work, the sacrifice. I see it on a daily basis because my wife's a teacher. So I want to make it very clear. We think teachers are just terrific.
Having said that.
Mm-hmm. There's a teacher's aide in Maryland who's in trouble for masturbating during a Zoom call with eighth graders. But he says in his defense, he thought the online lesson had ended. Mark Shack.
Let the new lesson begin.
Oh, you're all angry. Mark Shack is an assistant for special education students at Shady Grove Middle School. I would not send my kid to a middle school named Shady Grove. You almost have to expect that the teacher's aides are going to masturbate on Zoom calls. Sounds a little shady to me.
Yeah, that's either senior housing or a cemetery.
Right.
Hey, who are you guys playing this? Who are you playing this week? Shady Grove.
This is in Gaithersburg, Maryland. He said he was unaware that his session was captured on the Zoom call until he was interviewed.
Oh, boy. So this is the first you're hearing of it?
When they knock. Bethesda Magazine knocks on the door and asks, why were you doing
what
that
you
on your
about?
Call with the kids? And he's like,
oh.
What?
Do we have that?
You want to hear his...
I mean, this is the first time he's hearing this, right?
You want to hear this guy's explanation?
That's rough stuff.
Hi, we're Bethesda Magazine.
Yeah.
We have some questions
I don't want to buy a
No, we're not here to sell a subscription. We're wondering why you were, you know, milking the moose in front of kids the other day on a Zoom.
Huh?
Oh, how would you know? Oh, no.
Oh, no. 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 And they capture it on film?
Here's audio we have from Fox 5 in Maryland.
A story, an educator admitting to Fox 5 he engaged in a sexual act while still logged onto a virtual class session.
And students saw it. Montgomery County school officials say this happened on Monday with an eighth grade class.
And we should warn you, the details you're about to hear are graphic. Stephanie Ramirez.
And hilarious.
They're graphic, and I can't wait to hear them.
Oh, no.
Shady Grove Middle School tonight, she has the story. Stephanie.
Hey guys, this was a virtual eighth grade class. I talked to the man who says he was the staffer involved. He told me he thought he had logged off of this virtual session. He also claims today that he did not know it was recorded and posted to social media until this morning when a reporter called asking questions about it. And this is even after the school principal sent a letter out to the community yesterday.
I would encourage this cat, don't talk to the press.
Yeah, why are you answering the door?
informing them and warning them of the social media post, especially. Mark Shack, he is the man we're talking about here. He gave Fox 5 an on-camera interview today.
Oh, Mark Shack is a creepy old man who diddles on Zoom calls.
What?
Mark Shack, baby!
Admitting that it was him in the sexual act and that this was him, the one placed on administrative leave Monday. The recording shows the virtual session identify Mark Shack as the host. It then shows a man get up, turn to the side, and start fondling himself. We're only showing screen grabs because of how graphic the video is. Shack told us today he works as a teacher's aide and that this was a virtual history class involving two or three students. He says he's been at Shady Grove for about...
I don't apologize for how much I'm into history. That's in my defense. I get real excited when we talk about the War of 1812.
The history of self-love.
About 3 years, he's listed as a special ed paraeducator on the school's website. The principal of the school sent a note to the families yesterday informing them of this incident. A school spokesperson also warned students could face disciplinary action if caught posting or sharing the video. Mark Shack was very shaken up when we talked with him, saying he thought he had logged off and that he was doing this in the privacy of his own home.
I don't know what to say. It was not directed towards the kids. I had no clue that I was online. I'm not like a deviant, and I wouldn't do something to jeopardize my career. Like, I mean, that's silly. I've been, you know, for 20 plus years. I never did anything like, it was just dumb luck that I happened to be on.
Dumb luck? I don't think you understand what that means.
I was a little starstruck.
I gotta tell you. Dumb luck? Just dumb luck that the kids saw me.
I guess my number came in. You win some, you lose some.
This is not dumb luck, kid. This is the opposite of dumb luck.
You know,
it's dumb.
I guess it was.
I'll give you that.
My time to shine. I don't know.
My number came in. I guess
I don't. Why are you?
All the hard work is finally paid off.
Yeah, you know.
My number came in.
Consider yourself.
Why are you answering the door?
It's just dumb luck, I guess. Nobody.
No.
No, it's not.
Rough.
I'm sorry if I like offended or did anything. I didn't do it intentionally.
Oh. I've never not done
sorry if you were offended by me masturbating in front of your eighth grade students. I mean, if that rubbed you the wrong way.
I don't.
Oh, wait, there, I did it again. Stop talking, Mark Shack.
He's the word shell-shocked, acknowledging that something like this could ruin his career. He also admitted to watching a pornographic video, saying that none of this was directed at any of the children on there. MCPS would not confirm his identity, but we do know that police are investigating this. He's not being charged of anything at the moment, but we do also know that the state's attorney's office, that they work very closely with local police on investigations of alleged crimes that involve children.
Yeah, this could ruin your career, buddy. Your career is over.
I don't know much about anything.
Yeah, but as it should be, by the way.
I don't know. I don't know that it's ever not intentional.
You don't trip and fall into that. That might be, of all the acts that you do, the most intentional act that you do.
I slipped and fell down the stairs and in doing so pleasured myself.
Just dumb luck, I guess.
Just my number came in. I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, no. This guy also runs a business called Pirate Magic, a business that throws pirate parties for youngsters.
Oh, boy.
He portrays a character named Captain Silly Bones.
Yikes.
No. No, Captain Silly Bones. You're not coming to my kid's birthday party. And I think you know why.
That's not a parrot on my shoulder.
Is that a peg leg? What's going on there?
Essentially.
Captain Silly Bones. Yeah, you're no longer a teacher, buddy, and you're no longer doing kids' birthday parties.
Oh, no more Yankee my winky.
What are you doing? He says he thought the online lesson had ended. Mm-hmm. Shh. Why are you watching porn while you're teaching kids? This guy.
Yeah, it's still a school day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Captain Silly Bones is in some hot water. Well, I like that he's like, this could ruin my career. No, buddy. That pirate ship has sailed, Captain Silly Bones.
Number two.
A friend of mine was saying that her Roomba has been acting weird.
In what way?
And that it's been just like going around in circles and getting caught on things and it's not supposed to. And I don't really understand how these Roombas work. It's something that I've looked into getting, and at some point I think I'll pull the trigger on them. I just don't know if I trust them. I don't know if I need a robot in my house just yet, you know? So she was posting that the Roomba was acting weird, and now I'm reading here that it's not just her, it's all the Roombas. And the people who make Roombas are saying it's going to be a couple weeks before they fix stuff.
Are the Roombas now self-aware?
They're acting drunk, is how people are describing it. The Roombas are supposed to just kind of go around in a pattern. Like once they establish what the size of the room is, they go, you know, in a uniform way. And now these things are just kind of lurking around the house like, I don't know where I'm going. The Roomba is acting drunk, and they're saying that it's because of a software update.
Always with the updates.
Every time I update anything, it doesn't work. Stop with the updates. iRobot, the people that make Roombas, saying that a software update is causing issues for users of its i7 and S9 robots. And they're working on another one to prevent future issues. But it's going to be a couple of weeks until they get it figured out. They'll be rolling out the fix over the next several weeks. If you have the recent 3.12.18 firmware update, that's causing navigation issues. One person here saying that the Roomba is acting drunk after the update, spinning itself around and bumping into furniture, cleaning in strange patterns and getting stuck in an area where there's nothing around it. Also not being able to make it back home to the dock where it charges.
See, now, like your house, the layout of your house, it would be conducive for one of those.
Yeah.
Ours, not so much.
Hmm.
I don't think it would work well. Certainly now that there are just dog toys everywhere.
I think it would bump into the dog toy and, like, go around it, though,
no,
right?
I just don't see the layout working for us.
The severity of issues, according to this article on The Verge, the severity of issues ranges from Roombas now taking longer to clean the house to not being able to make it back to its charging station and thus barely working at all. And while iRobot has been working with affected customers to roll back the update, some are reporting that they are still experiencing issues. So it's possible you'll have to wait until the new software update rolls out for your vacuums to start working properly again. One user took a time-lapse video of the Roomba as it struggles to make its way back to its base station. And yeah, this thing attempted over and over and over and over again to go back to where it needs to go to keep getting, you know, its juice, and it can't make it. And then it just runs out of electricity and just dies. And I think the whole gimmick with these Roombas is you're not really supposed to think about them, right?
We should get one for the studio.
Well, it would get our studio done in about 5 minutes.
So, we can dock it right.
Okay, I don't hate the idea.
Dock it right there.
All right, I'm on board.
We'll ask. That's going to be our big demand.
I have wanted for some time to get one of these, but now I'm thinking.
We'll start by.
I should probably wait until I know they're not going to act drunk. That's my job. It's 9:09.
Yeah, you're the one that walks around in circles.
I mean, it has happened.
Number three.
This next story comes to us, Darren, from the rocky shores of Hawaii.
Yes.
Also, the sandy beaches of Hawaii. They are considering, the state legislature there in Hawaii, considering a new law that if they have to rescue you because you've done something stupid, then you have to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
If you're a hiker in Hawaii and you have disobeyed a sign that says don't do something and you do it, you're on the hook for the rescue. The scenic hiking trails in Hawaii, there's some risks. Hazardous cliffs, falling debris, flash flood warnings. And now this new bill, Senate Bill number 700 states, quote, whenever any government entity engages in a search or rescue operation for the purpose of searching for or rescuing a person and incurs search and rescue expenses therein, the government entity may seek reimbursement. In such cases where the need for search or rescue is caused by an act or omission by the person searched for or rescued, constituting intentional disregard for the person's safety, including but not limited to intentionally disregarding a warning or notice. There is a story here of a 26-year-old tourist from California who died as she was swept out to sea after a flash flood in Hana, Hawaii. The Maui Fire Department had issued a warning saying don't cross the streams or ponds when there's dark clouds on the mountains because flash flooding can occur, even when it's sunny due to rain clouds at higher elevations. She ignored that warning and is dead as a result, and then they had to go search. Now, I don't know how you get money from somebody who's dead, but still, something they're looking into. Which raises the question, how did Skipper not know that the weather was going to be rough that day? And what if you do a reboot of Gilligan's Island and they're on the hook for the money, all of them, all of these tourists who went out for the 3-hour tour? I imagine that the Coast Guard spent years searching for them. Maybe it gets to the point where only the millionaire
can afford to be rescued.
But it kills him. It puts him into bankruptcy.
All of them.
They are all bankrupt once they come back. How has Gilligan's Island not been rebooted? They rebooted Magnum P.I. That's in Hawaii.
Why haven't they rebooted Hogan's Heroes?
Well, that's a little bit more problematic, Darren.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's a fantastic thing to tackle.
Being in a Nazi camp? There was going to be a reboot of Gilligan's Island. This doesn't seem right. Gilligan's Island, they were toying with the idea with Jim Parsons as Gilligan and John Goodman as the skipper. Wow. I don't know that I hate that casting. John Goodman's the skipper and Jim Parsons, Sheldon, from Big Bang Theory would be Gilligan. Sofia Vergara would be the movie star. Drew Barrymore would be Marianne. And then Steve Martin as the professor. Apparently this is something they were this close to making happen back in 2019.
The series finale of Hogan's Heroes was last night.
Oh, is that why you bring this up? And of course, you take pictures. They blow up the camp? What is that? He just showed me a picture of looks like a napalming, and what is that? It's like a big explosion.
No, it does look like it. No, they blew up a bunch of rockets.
Did they do a series finale? Do they get out of the prison camp?
No, they don't. It was the last episode. My guess is that they didn't know it was the last episode.
Well, you would think they would give them a chance to, you know, end
the war. To escape, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't give them an opportunity to do one last show where the Nazis go to jail and Hogan gets out to pursue his hobby of making home movies?
Yeah, there they are as they're blowing up the camp.
Oh, no. What were you watching that on last night?
It was on your Mr. Me.
Your what?
Me TV.
Mr. Me, is that what you call
the station? Well, whenever you have a complaint, you write, Dear Mr. Me.
Oh, no.
Dear Mr. Me, what are you doing?
Oh, no. So this is what Darren does for fun. He watches Hogan's Heroes and takes pictures on his phone so he can remember.
There it is.
Why are you taking pictures of that? You just thought it was cool? Oh, I want to get this.
It's the ball.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's how Hogan's Heroes ends.
Hogan Heroes was on the air for 6 seasons. That's crazy.
So my guess is that tonight it's episode 1.
Oh, they rebooted. Is that how that works?
Yes, just start to finish, to finish.
Well, if it's an episode with Nita Talbot, text me, because those are my favorites.
Number
four.
Story of a guy who fell overboard. He was on a cargo ship. Lithuanian man has survived 14 days in the Pacific Ocean. I'm sorry, 14 hours. 14 hours, not 14 days. That's still incredible, though, because my man didn't have a life jacket on. Which I would think if you're on a cargo ship in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you'd want to have a life jacket on. Is that not cool?
Now, I haven't seen life jackets recently, but I would think that they have to be kind of streamlined and cool looking anymore.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you seen a recent life jacket?
They're
not the big bulky orange thing with ties.
Well, those are still an option. Those are still an option, but yeah, they're not the big
thick
pillowy things that you're thinking of. Yeah. They have kind of a foam streamlined deal that you can get if you want.
You would think.
I mean, this is the thing about a life jacket though. Not really something I'm thinking about fashion, right? Like I'm thinking, yeah, I'll put this on so that I don't die. But yeah, for the most part they look.
But for those that are fashion conscious and you're on the cargo ship and you want to look good.
You're a Lithuanian gentleman in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Fashion takes no holiday. I get it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem wearing a life jacket if I'm in any ocean.
I'd walk around like the Michelin man if I was this far out in the middle of the ocean. What do I care? The Silver Supporter is the name of the ship this cat was on.
I'd have a life jacket for my feet.
He was the chief engineer. Vidam Paravertilov felt dizzy after a night shift in the engine room. The ship was traveling from New Zealand.
Gonna wander out and get some air.
Yeah, that's never a good idea. That never ends well. Ride it out in the engine room, my man.
And when someone goes missing
on
a cargo ship in the ocean, don't you kind of know where they went missing?
Well, this is, I guess, in the middle of the night.
Doesn't matter.
He went on deck to get some fresh air. This was at 4 o'clock in the morning, back on February the 16th. His son communicated with his dad via message chat. And he says that his dad may have fainted because he doesn't remember falling into the ocean. I would think you would remember that. I get being lightheaded, but falling off a cargo ship into the Pacific Ocean at 4 in the morning, I think that would be indelible in my hippocampus.
Yeah, but the impact of hitting the ocean.
Yeah, well, there's that too. Not wearing a life jacket, and they were 400 nautical miles from the nearest land. Struggled to stay afloat until the sun came up. And then, as he's there in the ocean, realizes nobody knows I fell off the boat. It's 4 in the morning. The sun comes up. And he sees this black dot off in the horizon, a far-off black
dot.
Is
that his ship?
No. It turns out it was an old unanchored fishing buoy. So it's like a big ball in the ocean. And he just swam to it. And then
I'll go hang out there.
And then he hung on. He fell into the ocean at 4 in the morning. The ship's crew didn't realize he was missing, and he's the engineer of the ship, by the way. They didn't realize he was missing until after 10 a.m. So then they turned around and headed for the location that they were.
That makes sense to me.
Right? It's the old joke, where did you last have it, right? They turned the ship around and headed for the location that they were when this guy last completed a work report, which was at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then what happened next, according to the kid, was nearly inexplicable. A crew member reported hearing a weak human shout on the starboard side of the ship.
Hey.
The ship was running search patterns. For 10 minutes, there was nothing. And then a lookout spotted a raised hand coming out of the water.
Right over here.
He shouted at the sight of the ship on the horizon.
Why are you so loud, Rex Grossman?
They said when they pulled him out of the water, he looked like he was 20 years older. Very tired, but alive. He was clinging to a piece of garbage in the sea.
He wasn't feeling well when he fell off the ship.
Right? So the kid asks his dad, because they're still just they're still just talking via text message. The kid asks his dad, well, do you have the boy? Did you save the boy? And the dad's answer is, I think, incredible. He goes, no, I left it behind in the ocean so it could save another person's life. Like, I would keep that boy, like, this is the boy that saved my life. But this guy is thinking far enough ahead, like, if it saved my life, someone else could fall in the ocean and might need that.
Is the kid on the boat?
No, the kid is back in Lithuania. But the kid is talking to his dad. That's how we know the story happened.
He's texting the dad the whole time he's hanging on?
No. After they pulled him out.
Oh, okay.
We have these details because Vidim, the guy who fell in the ocean, communicated it to his son, Merat.
After the fact.
Yeah, not during. You're not texting, hey, I'm in the ocean right
now. How you doing now?
Still struggling to keep my head above water. That's nuts. That's just nuts. You just see this dot and you swim towards it. I guess, why wouldn't you, if you're in the middle of the ocean and you only see one thing, swim towards that thing?
Go find out what that is. Hope it doesn't eat me.
Right. How do you know that thing's not an orca or something? Well, he's alive again. If you're listening to us on a ship in the middle of an ocean, which I suppose is possible, I'm asking you, as a friend who cares about you very much, put on a life jacket.
Number five.
Your guy Paul McCartney will be releasing a memoir, and it'll be out in stores for Christmas. But
he's not really writing an autobiography.
Yeah, I'm very confused about this.
I think he's kind of taking the easy way.
It's a gift book / memoir that will retail in November for $100.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Lyrics, and it will combine the words to 154 of his most famous songs in alphabetical rather than chronological order. And then he will provide what he calls a kaleidoscopic account of his life.
Right. So basically, he's going to say, okay, here's the lyrics to this song.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I remember about that song.
But that's not really a memoir. This will take the place of a traditional
memoir. This is what was going
memoir.
On. This is what I remember about writing and recording this song.
Well, don't we know a lot of this already?
Probably.
Quote, more often than I can count, I've been asked if I would write an autobiography, but the time has never been right. The one thing I've always managed to do,
here we go,
whether at home or on the road, is to write new songs. I know that some people, when they get to a certain age, like to go to a diary to recall day-to-day events from the past, but I have no such notebooks. What I do have are my songs, hundreds of them, which I have learned serve people much the same purpose, and these songs span my entire life. Oh, prop man, for this book, we need a big bang. Okay.
I tell you what, that impression is just getting worse.
My Ringo or my Paul?
Just all of it.
This will be in stores for Christmas, And it'll come out right after the 50th anniversary of the movie Let It Be gets re-released.
Which was delayed.
Yeah, because of, well, you know. Yeah. You're aware.
Everyone knows.
You think my Paul is getting worse.
It's just, it makes me sick to my stomach. And it gives me a headache.
Mission accomplished.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That's it for Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We're so glad that you downloaded and subscribed and left a review and done all that you've done for us. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois for making it possible.
Absolutely. They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan, West Main Street in Galesburg. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. The recreational waiting lists are available. Reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do it for you next time, and we will be doing a patron show at some point this weekend.
That's right.
Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It was great fun. I don't even remember why we came, but I had a ball.
I look forward to reminiscing about this tomorrow.